Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Tivo, Mike Jefferson, teaching pastor and the author of the book Victory. This is the Tivo Mike Show, the podcast for TV fanatics who love Jesus. I'm here in the studio with my best friend and our entertainment guru, Mike Warner.
What's up, Saints?
Go or no to today's biggest releases, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, Nobody Fool, Bohemian Rhapsody, and go or no for Netflix's They'll Love Me When I'm Dead, The Holiday Calendar. We're judging films by their trailers. Hey, it's what we do every Friday. It's what makes it Film Friday. It's Friday, November 2nd.
Talk about TV just to reveal JC, yeah. Devo Mike.
Nothing more exciting than the box office.
This is true.
And with the box officina, that's Spanish for office. What you have to understand is that these movies are coming out today, or actually last night at 8 or 7. But still, you know, we're getting that. Anywho, this is the point. We want to be there for you in the ways that we can.
That's right.
So because in the industry, they have not yet recognized us as official critics, they do not give us access to these movies a week ahead of time, where we could give you a review of the movies themselves. And nor do you want to wait a week after it's already come out to hear a review. So we had to figure out a way to do the both without the thing at all to begin with. And what we came up with is go or no, we'll review the trailer. So there it is. We're not judging books by their covers. We're judging films by their trailers.
That's right.
Not by the trailers that blow up in Chicago Fire. Not those trailers. We're judging the trailers of movies, yes. Of films,
yes.
For the box office. And today, those movies will be The Nutcracker and the other ones that I've listed at the beginning of our show. So with that in mind, let us begin our go or no. Ain't that deep.
Listen.
Let's start with The Nutcracker, baby.
So I'm going to see The Nutcracker.
All right.
Because of many years of schooling when they take us a PPAC to see the theatrical
they do.
Nutcracker.
That's Macaulay Culkin got his start.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that. So for me, I like the take that they've given to The Nutcracker.
Right.
I love that Morgan Freeman is in it.
I mean, again, he's God.
Yo, your brother's got a deal with Disney. Ever since they got acquired, what was it? There's something else I saw with him. I'm like, Morgan Freeman's about to come up. So he's got some kind of deal with Disney. Cause
right.
I'm pretty sure that's a Disney movie.
Oh, yeah. It's most likely Disney owned because
yeah,
any movie that has to do with a kid in this planet is owned by Disney.
But I do like the premise. So Clara wants a key of a one-of-a-kind key that will unlock a box, holds a place to give her mom left her before she died.
Wow.
I like how it became more than just this travel to the land of the Nutcrackers.
And, thank you.
And we're getting more story. I love
it. Yeah, more like in-depth context.
Yes. Helen Mirren is the villain. That's amazing to me because I love her. She's just a talented actress to begin with. So
okay.
I've never seen her in a villain role.
Yeah, I don't know if she could do the villain. She may be able to.
The trailer, she definitely got the villain look.
Okay.
So it kind of reminded me of Glenn Close's Cruella de Vil.
Oh, see.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to watch that. So that's a go for me.
For me, this is an interesting one. I'm going to give it a go for people to go. Obviously. For me, I'm not going, but I give it a go for people. If you like that type of movie, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
It looks like it's great, hands down, terrific, bless God, great Morgan, Helen, the key, the box, wonderful. But I know I got 2 minutes to spare in my week, and I just know will not be seeing it, but it is still a go. So go see it and watch the trailer. It's really quite good.
That's right. Next one, Nobody's Fool.
Uh-oh.
Tiffany Haddish, Tika Sumpter, Amari Hardwick.
Mm.
And the reason why I might end up seeing this movie, Whoopi Goldberg.
Woo! That is the blackest. That is the blackest list of names I have heard ever in a box office film. I mean, you got Tiki, you got Whoopi, you got Sumter,
and
Haddish, you got Omari. I mean, you don't got no Bob, no Frank, no, not even a Leroy. I mean, these are some black names.
Leroy would have kept it black.
It would have kept it black, but it would have sounded nice. I mean, this is like tame.
So, I'm glad to see, I'm a little upset to not see previews for this movie.
Yeah.
Because I heard Tiffany Haddish.
Right.
And I automatically thought of the new Tyler Perry movie that's coming out.
Oh, that's right. That's another one she's doing.
Where it's like they catfish her friend or whatever.
Yes.
So I was like,
is that this one?
No, exactly. That's the problem.
Wow.
So this one, it says, trying to get back on her feet, wild child Tanya looks to her buttoned up by the book sister Danica to help get her back on track. As these polar opposites collide with hilarious and sometimes disastrous results, Tanya discovers that Danica's picture-perfect life, including her mysterious boyfriend, may not be what it seems. So Tiffany is going to be a star.
And that's not it. You would think that would be it. The boyfriend is not who he seems.
Well, and that's the thing, crazy. I didn't see Tyler Perry's name on it.
And right, and he always puts Tyler Perry's.
Yeah, he's got an R rating, not a PG-13.
Oh, he doesn't R.
He doesn't typically do R.
Right.
So I was like, okay, but then I looked and I'm like, it's definitely not his.
That's
because
crazy.
His movie is, she's more a supporting actress in his movie.
Ah.
For the girl who's being catfished.
Really?
And gotcha. She's trying to help and even Max and stuff are on it from the MTV show. So this one, I want to see. I don't know if I'll have time to see.
Right. So give it a go.
I would say go if you want to laugh. Because I just don't see you not laughing. Whoopi's in it.
Whoopi.
Tiffany. I want to see Tiffany
Whoopi's
and Whoopi's
great.
Chemistry.
Oh, my God.
Because Whoopi's probably going to play the mom of both girls.
Right.
So I can only imagine the lines that are going to come out of her mouth.
I love.
So I'm giving it a go.
All right, I'm giving it a go too. This is a go, go, go.
That's
just
right.
Go see it. It's Whoopi. She ain't dead. She's still doing movies. Go see it because when she goes, it's gonna be the saddest moment. Everybody's gonna be rewatching her movies. She's appreciate the woman while she's here today. Don't save it like we did with Prince and Jackson. And wait till all the love after they go away. Let's share it with her now. She's lost her mom. She's lost her brother. It's been a tough time for her. She's still it's raw with it. And I think at times because she's on The View every day giving her dumb opinions that we forget how much of a movie star she is. She is
you
an
know,
actress.
I thought you were just going to let that go all together. I was like, oh, he didn't even bring up The View.
Nope. Just like Kate's the killer, Whoopi is the dumb opinion person. And sometimes she'd be saying something like, she don't believe what she's saying now. She'll be all tied up in circles.
I think now she reached a point where it's just saying it for the shock value.
Yeah, exactly.
Then I can say, what?
She's like, I think they should kill all the children. They're like, what the flip are you talking about? Yeah, we should go to Holland and murder everybody. Isn't that what I was saying? Like, no, we weren't talking about that, Whoopi. No one was talking about Holland. I know you're a little off. But we ain't talking about that. But I love her because she's a great movie star.
And stick pictures with us.
And she did. That's what I'm saying. So give her the love. Give her the shout out. Hey, that's my profile picture. It ain't going nowhere. No matter what dumbness she'd be saying out of her show. Okay. We'll be back after this.
Why is addiction so hard to fight? See, I try to walk by faith and not use my sight. But I am so weak, my flesh screams and pulls at me. Lord, strengthen me. Make me a warrior for you. That I may defeat temptation and live solely in the truth. For I am just a man made of flesh. So of course it's appealing to money, cars, alcohol, and sex. Sin is beautiful, I can't deny. For if it wasn't, then how would it even catch my eye? See, this is why we must fix our eyes on Christ our Lord. We must give it all to Him and be reborn. Then and only then will you see with the world you will be bored. But even then, temptation will find its way in. After all, we all have sin. and we have all fallen so short of him. But this is a battle that we can win. Because as the Bible says, we can do all things through him. So my final message, don't give in.
Yeah. I'm going to say something, people, because you listen to the TiVo Mike Show here on everything. Listen. I normally don't on air.
Yes.
Commentate on the breaks we put through for you. Because I just want you to be, I want you to get hit and be blessed. And then we come back and we make you laugh. We're entertaining you.
Yes.
And we filter this with goodness for your soul. Because you need a break between me and Mike making inappropriate jokes. You need to be reminded that Jesus is the Lord. Amen. But something this brother just done said, and I know he's been saying it for 3 weeks because we had the same commercial. Yes, I hear your tweets. We had the same three commercials. He said, make me a warrior, Lord, because it's hard to walk by faith at times. Let me just give you a little bit of knowledge. Just like that brother did on Monday about the lottery. You don't got to listen to what I'm saying. What I'm saying ain't for everybody. It's for everybody it's for. Ain't that deep? It ain't for everybody.
No, yes.
It's for everybody it's for.
That is...
not is that Warner?
That, that one's... So the scripture you just
right.
Where you said, "Don't ask."
Right.
That is the perfect line.
Thank you.
For the asking to be a warrior.
Yes.
Make me a warrior.
Mm-hmm. Make sure, because just like he said, and I think we'll show the clip, but just like Morgan Freeman told
Evan.
He told the wife. Who was the wife's name? Is that the girl?
Laura Graham.
Okay, Laura Graham. Yes, I love Laura. When he spoke to Laura Graham, that's Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
Okay. When he told Gilmore Woman, because, you know, me too, no one's a girl, it's woman. You know, got to be polite and respectful to people, politically correct. So when he said to the Gilmore Woman, you prayed that God would give you love for your family, and you're finding it more difficult to love your family at this point because you're... husband's looking crazy, your family's falling apart. He says, let me ask you a question. When you pray to God to love your family, do you think God shoots oogly boogly feelings in you? Or do you think he gives you the opportunity to display love for your family? And she done said, just as a dumb person would, that's a good dumb point. That's right. And what I did, as I realized, this whole movie is so silly and ridiculous, except for that line. Everything else was dumb, but that was real. I mean, dumb funny, not like dumb.
Yes,
dumb.
Yeah.
I don't want to be throwing stuff.
No, yeah.
It was fantastic. And so I realized all the dumb prayers I done prayed. I prayed stuff like, Lord, make me your main warrior, your go-to man when the enemy's about. Well, guess what he did? He gave me opportunities to show myself as the man when the enemy was about. Guess who found out they don't like being where the enemy is?
You?
I have found out. I mean, I'm wearing orthopedic shoes because I stand corrected. I don't want to be that man. Now, if...
Wow.
If the situation does take place, yes, I'll be the man. But I don't want to be the man every flipping day, bless God, with every challenge. So when he just sat there, pray that I'm the warrior, what? Guess what's going to happen? You're going to be fighting. You're going to ask yourself 3 days in a row, yo, how come I'm fighting with everybody? Probably because you prayed to be warrior.
That's right.
I don't want to be no warrior. I don't want to go to my family and tell them what for. Oh, Lord, every single one of them about issue. Grandparents. Cousin, my great aunt, great uncle, my cousins, the guy in the mirror.
Yeah, and if you do that, listen.
I got too much, especially the dude in the mirror. I mean, that brother got some issues, and he's short. And got the nerve to have skin tags around his eyes.
I mean,
you don't want to be up front and have the spotlight on you with some skin tags falling off your eyes, scaring little kids. So, I don't pray that no more. That's all I'm getting at. So, if you want to pray that, just know that what you're going to get is what you prayed for.
The opportunity to show it.
Boom. There it is. In a nutshell, be careful what you pray for.
That's yes. It. So, the next go or no is Bohemian Rhapsody. Rami Malek, Joe Mazzello, Ben Hardy. That's a go. I love Queen. I love Queen and what they did for rock music because I didn't like rock music.
Mm-mm. You know why? Because you're black.
Probably. But the songs they did were amazing.
Yes.
People don't even realize there's songs that were Queen.
Me neither. When I saw the trailer and all the songs, I was like, I know these songs.
Yeah. You were impressed. Right?
Yeah, I don't know who they were.
I love it, and the idea of it is because Rami Malek, I don't know if you watched Mr. Robot.
Yeah, Mr. Robot. Sorry. I thought I said it right. I saw the first season, and I saw a few episodes in the season two, and then it just got a little weird, so I stopped.
Yeah. Well, you can't miss any either. Like, you have to, like, consecutively watch. Otherwise, you miss a whole lot.
It was just jumping sharks to me in a way. So I think I made it to season four in episode two. I mean, it's season two, episode four.
Yeah. So I loved the Mr. Robot. It was like the conspiracy behind
the whole
it.
Series you watched?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Because it came out in USA, I think. On
yeah, USA. That's right.
So to see him transform into the lead singer of Queen.
Oh, that's who he plays? Uh-oh.
Yeah. To see him transform to Freddie Mercury and how much he looks like Freddie Mercury.
Oh, come on.
It's kind of like...
And he's a fantastic
Jamie
actor.
Jamie Foxx and Ray.
Oh, say no more.
That's what this movie's going to be.
Say no flipping more. He was made for that role.
Listen, wow. that's what Bohemian Rhapsody is going to do for Rami Malek's career.
Oh, come on.
That's what's
gonna do. In that case, I give it a go.
He's doing the singing.
Right.
He's been doing the training.
Oh, he's doing a real singing?
Yeah.
What?
On the
no
ones
tape?
They're letting him do, he's singing.
Wow.
He did so much preparing for the role. Like, I watched a lot of the making of this because those movies entice me.
I love musicals.
Especially because, like, Ray was so...
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
To be so done with him and still love him so much at the same time was... Because it's interesting to see a legend in their story. Because we forget when there's legends, we forget that they were real people who had real issues.
Some real issues.
Like, he was a womanizer, and he really hurt these people.
Yeah.
But he could also sing Georgia on My Mind, you know, and all the designing
Georgia.
Women.
Oh, woo! Man.
Remember that thing? And then he did Diet Pepsi. It almost made me say, uh-huh. I mean, and I don't do nothing with diet. Bless God. That brother's good. Hallelujah.
The three movies being released.
For Netflix only.
The three movies
only.
You talked about theater-wise. We gave
for those
for all three.
All go.
So.
That's a rare.
That's a first.
We should do a wow for that. Wow. 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 Literally all three. It was like we planned it.
Now, Netflix release.
Uh-oh.
They'll Love Me When I'm Dead.
Who's that for?
So, story of the legendary director... Orson Welles.
Oh, Orson Welles.
During the final 15 years of his life, when he struggled to make a Hollywood comeback with one last radical gamble, it's the untold chapter of one of the greatest careers in film history.
First of all, our movie club that we're doing is Citizen Kane, which is Orson Welles' movie.
Yes.
So the fact that this has now happened, it's coming full circle. Fine, I gotta watch the movie. I'm just gonna pay $3.99 to rent it. Whatever.
You still gonna get it?
I still haven't been able to find it. And the library didn't contact me, so I don't know what's going on. I'll log in and see if it ain't there, if it's there, whatever. I'll just pay $3.99. I just want to see this movie now.
Because now
this dude's story. Anyway, go ahead.
Exactly. So I'm gonna see it because I like Orson Welles.
Yes.
1984. Other movies and stuff I saw. Yeah, that just he resonated from that he made. So I'm gonna check it out.
So plus, that is a go for me.
I like documentaries, and it's on Netflix, so I can watch it whenever I want.
First of all, speaking of documentaries on Netflix, we didn't talk about it on the show, I don't think, but Quincy
first was good. I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but we definitely talked about
that.
Yeah,
I watched it by mistake. We literally sat down in the living room.
We did talk about it.
It turned on, and then whoosh, I was off into the world of Quincy. Man, it was fantastic. I mean, he's had 29 wives, but man, listen, everybody's got their thing. You know what I mean? But you just do it.
29 wives.
Yeah, you know, 32 kids and all this, and one of the kids doing the documentary, Rashida Jones, got it. Understood.
Oh, Rashida Jones is
such a talent.
She's
his daughter, yeah.
Such a talent.
She's got the Quincy.
Yeah.
Man, it's good. Man came back from death twice. He ain't going nowhere. There's no one left to kill him. That's why he's able to tell the truth about the stuff going on in the industry, by the way, bless God. They can't do nothing to him, because people that would do something, they dead already. Just saying.
So what's your take on his part in Michael?
He didn't do nothing to Michael.
Nothing?
No, he didn't do nothing to Michael. You know who did something to Michael? What was the company that did the tour?
Sony?
No, it was like some... Atlantic something. A three-word company that took care of the tour in Europe. They killed us behind. And that's all. And yeah, probably a little bit of Sony because they wanted the rights to the Beatles back. You know, whenever a brother owns a whole bunch of white people, it's just it doesn't go down well in history.
Like the role reversal.
Yeah, exactly. We don't like it. We do it one way. That's why we have basketball teams. This is the Tivo Mike Show.
All right, y'all, let's talk about this real quick. Is it still cute for you to go to church and be indifferent to the word? Have you worshipped enough to realize that you've never truly served God, that your relationship with him is just a figment of your imagination? Y'all want Jesus to be relatable so badly that you don't want him to be Jesus anymore, so liberal that you believe any and every lie you can convince yourself of when it comes to him, like he's a white, brown hair, effeminate teddy bear who wore pink lipstick for his portrait. Well, wouldn't that make it easier for you? Wouldn't that make it easier for you to be as ineffective as the imagination you serve just to get cute every Sunday for a dumb picture? And the crazy part is, I don't think we realize the severity of living apathetic lives. It's almost like we want Jesus to be everything and we want to be nothing, but we've never been a light in darkness.
Down no more. You ain't Quincy. Listen, this is Tivo Mike Show. We're back. Jesus is Lord. You want to get up with Jesus. Amen. You want to be high above all nations. Hallelujah. All the way past the clouds.
All the way up.
Going to another level.
Yes. I'm going to download that. That was good.
Right? I love that song.
All right. The next one
Glory.
We have is called The Holiday Calendar.
And that's not what you sign up for at the movie theater when you got to pick which shifts you're going to do.
Exactly.
This is something different.
Correct. Another Netflix only.
Uh-oh.
Cat Graham.
Okay.
I'm going to see it because it's next name, so I'm going to say his name last. Quincy Brown.
All right.
And Ron Cephas Jones.
What? So, say no more.
So, as much as I don't know if I'm going to like it.
Thank you.
I'm going to see it.
See,
it's like everyone who went to see Halloween last weekend, make it the number one movie of the weekend, that didn't like it after the fact. That's how this one may
Thank
play
you.
Out.
But it wasn't a big shock to know that 40 years later, people
well, no,
weren't
no.
Gonna...
So what killed Halloween was the production team behind it, comedians. So
really?
John Carpenter came back and was consulted.
And he was from the original.
Legacy of it.
Right.
But he wasn't the one who produced and directed it.
Ah, so he didn't have the control. He was just being consultant. Wow.
So, but we'll see. I'm going to still watch it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go see it.
Because I need to.
Right, because I...
Nostalgic thing. Like,
right. And I'm only going to see these two, the original and this,
yeah.
Because that's the one with Jamie Lee, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But, Holiday Calendar. Struggling but talented photographer inherits an antique holiday advent calendar, the contents of which seem to predict the future.
Mm.
Will this magical calendar lead her to the love... to love this holiday season.
Okay.
I'm only going to see it again because Ron Cephas Jones is in it.
Right.
So I can only imagine the prolific things that his character is going to say. Because I'm sure they could write, it's a peanut butter and fluff sandwich.
Right.
And he will say that and it will sound prolific.
Thank you.
So.
Come on, what you got to do, Beth, is you need to have a peanut butter and fluff sandwich for your husband, Randall.
That's it.
Oh, wow. Boom. Crying tears.
So I'm going to see it.
And you
I will
stay
say,
away from the killer, Beth.
It's Netflix.
If you're ever in the rooms together and there's a dog, don't go in. It's a trap, Beth.
I will say it's probably going to be good because Netflix doesn't really.
Yeah, they haven't had a bad thing.
Anything horrible.
Yeah. Because even when it's not a hit or wonderful, it was still good.
Yeah.
Just wasn't. Yeah,
and
they don't
we
do
need holiday stuff that's not. White Lifetime.
Yeah.
So,
White
it's
Lifetime.
It's nice to sign, you know, to sign and see a little color at the holidays.
Yes. And I'm a sappy for the holiday movies anyway.
Yes.
Like every year, I get my list together. I watch It's a Wonderful Life. I watch Home Alone. I watch Home Alone 2. I watch The Santa Claus. I watch the Ernest Saves Christmas. I watch, like, it's my tradition. It's what I do as an adult. And because I won't fully participate in it until married with kids and all that stuff, and I'm getting a little bit back into it because now I've got kids, so it's kind of fun. But then they shut down Toys R Us, and I don't have a choice. And they shut down Toys R Us. I'm like, what the flip, yo?
It might be opening.
Really?
Jeffrey's Toy Box.
Oh, come on!
It's a possibility because
I could finally flip and afford this store.
There's some words.
Yes,
and, it's gonna be called Jeffrey's Toy Box potentially. So
that's good. So another company bought them.
I don't know, but they're going with Jeffrey still because that was the giraffe
right.
Anyway.
So they bought the trademark.
Someone's doing something. But
see, that's what I would do if I won a lottery. Doggone it. You know who did it? The South Carolina winner. Good for them. Good for
there
them.
There is one movie we didn't mention.
What's that?
And I saw the preview for this by accident, but I'm probably going to see this movie. It's called Monster Party.
Monster
Sam
Party.
Sam Strike, Erin Moriarty, and Kian Lally. I don't really know any of those actresses.
Is this
actresses.
A Netflix?
No, this is a limited release.
Mm.
But it says the story follows three thieves who plan a daring heist posing as waiters at a fancy Malibu mansion dinner party.
Really?
In hopes of paying off an urgent debt.
Mm.
When their plan goes horribly wrong, the trio realizes the dinner guests are not as innocent as they seem, and their simple cash grab becomes a violent and desperate battle to get out of the house alive.
Oh, my God.
That's my kind of movie.
That sounds like that movie where they went to that mansion and the girl was
the blind guy.
Which one?
Right?
No, not that. Not two. But they were at the family. Like they it was like a holiday time. They came to the family. They were at that big big table, like maybe 10 of them. There were a brother, sister, father. And then someone shoots through the glass at the dinner table.
No, what
oh
is
my
this?
God. It was a horror movie. And it was good. I'll find out what it's hopefully.
Tell me what this is. That sounds like something I would watch,
it
too.
It was real, because it reminds me of that thing.
But I'll that just it. Sounded really, really, that just sounded like, I read that. I saw the preview by accident. I actually think I've seen it in a theater. Like, I was watching a movie, and that was
really?
One of the previews. And like,
that means we're going to get it here, then.
But it's limited release, so I don't know where they're going to first.
Right. I hate these limited releases.
But it just sounded really good, so I was like, yeah, I'm probably going to see that.
Right? And limited release literally means their distribution companies don't fully believe in it yet, and they test it out.
Yeah.
So hopefully it becomes a nationwide release, because that's where you want everybody's eyeballs to watch. Otherwise, you got to wait for it to be on Netflix or Hulu or
Hulu
or Amazon or Fox That's Red. All these weird things. Let's all get together and make a Disney stream. Amen! Let's dance! Disney just bought Netflix. They bought Hulu and Amazon. It's now called Disney Hulu Amazon.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of you gotta pay bills, gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
Listen, guys, Friday, Film Friday, check it out. we gave you our goals. If you do see any of the movies, before we do, or the ones that we would definitely watch but may not have time to watch, let us know what you thought of the movie. I'm at EGMike84 on Twitter. He's T-Row Mike on Instagram. We'd love to hear it, and we'll even share it, as long as, you know, it's good. But
you're next.
Oh, I think I did see. No, I didn't see that one, but I wanted to see it. It was good.
Yeah,
you're
I think
so
that's
funny.
The,
I was like, you're next. What the heck?
Let me see. Yes, because here's the premise: when the Davidson family comes under attack during their wedding anniversary getaway, the gang of mysterious killers soon learns that one of the victims harbors a secret talent for fighting.
I did see that, and he says, "Why did you do this to us?"
Yes,
because you opened the door.
Right.
Yes.
I'm like, what?
Yes.
Yes.
I did see that. All right.
I was like, I knew it was gonna be something.
That was crazy.
I'm not surprised you watched that movie.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
You saw my accent, didn't you?
I did.
Oh, it's like a nice little dinner movie, a drama about a dysfunctional family. I'm like, oh my God, they're killing folks. Oh my God. And it's not Kate. Anywho, I pray everybody follows Jesus daily and not just Sunday, okay? I can't. Why do you do this to me?
The T-Row Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner, and our theme music is by Eric Dino. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Goodine. That's it for the T-Row Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you next week when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched.